page 296. There are some loaner copies up front if you want to use the course books to kind of help learn how to read it.
Where the copies at?
Right, right up here. And the whole course is in every sentence. And since we don't have to believe it, and we don't have to accept it, if we use it, we'll see that it's true. The essential thing is learning that you do not know. Okay, if you have a situation in your life right now that you'd like to have a healing or a solution, the essential thing is learning that you do not know. The essential thing is learning that you don't know. You do not know. You do not know. You do not know. The essential thing is learning that you don't know. This is the test of truth. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. But all power is of God. Knowledge is power, but power is of love. Knowledge is power, but power is of God. You who have tried to keep power for yourself have lost it. When you try to keep something for yourself, in universal law, when you try to keep something for yourself, it looks like you lose it. You still have the power, but you have interposed so much between the power and your awareness of it that you can't use it. We still have power, but we interpose so much between our power and our awareness of our power that we can't even use our power. I have so many things that I believe that interfere with my power to the point I can't even use the power of God or the power of love. There's so much in me that's interposed between love and my awareness of it that I can't even use the power of love. I have so many grievances, so many past situations, circumstances, fears, beliefs, ideas, and learning between me and love and happiness that I'm not even aware of it. So whenever you're unhappy, you just have a lot of stuff between your happiness and your awareness of it. Everything you have taught yourself has made your power more and more obscure to you. Everything you've taught yourself has hidden your power more and more from you. So if a person feels weak, they have hidden their power from themselves by the thoughts in their mind that they have put between their power and their awareness of it. So everything that we've taught ourselves has made us less and less aware of our true power, which is love. See how the course is deadly when you got like a group of people and it's slow? Because it says it all through the book. Read me slow. Read me slowly. Because all of us know how to read. So we can easily go. The essential thing in learning you don't know. Knowledge is power and all power is of God. You try to keep power for yourself but lost. You still have the power, but you've interposed so much between it and your awareness of it that you can't use it. Of course, we can all read fast. Yeah. We've all learned that. But when I say that, everything you taught yourself has made your power more and more obscure to you. You don't even know what your power is what the Course says. And said, we don't even know where our power is. Somebody's looking for love tonight, right? What they're saying is, you know what? I don't know where love is, and I don't know what love is.
Wow. I don't know.
You have made a semblance of power, which is a show of strength, so pitiful that it must fail you. Mm-hmm. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
For power is not a seeming strength. If you really have power, it's not something it seems like you have. if you have power, it's something that you do have. And what's our power? Love. Our power is love. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the most thrilling power of all. If you hear, boy, if you really hear this book in the right spirit, it will crack you up. It's hard to get excited about something that I don't know what it is or where it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, sounds good to me, but where is it? Happiness sounds good to me, but where is it? Bring it on. Well, your spirit turns around and says, well, you put so interpose so much between you and your awareness of it that you can't even use it. But it's right there with you. Then it says, all that stands between you and the power of God in you. Notice it said, in you. The power is in you. The power of love is in you, right? So then it says, all that stands between you and the power of God, which is the power of love, in you is what? But your learning. Of the false. Right? Mm-hmm. What is that? Yeah. Well, it's your attempts to undo the true. So he says, the only thing that's standing between me and the power of God is all the false learnings that I've gotten since I've been born. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense to me. In a paragraph, any comments, any questions from the audience? Anybody don't understand what they just heard? Okay, tell me what you don't understand about it.
Everything.
Okay, well, let's okay. And okay, that means that you have achieved sentence number one.
I don't know.
Which is the central thing for you to realize is that you don't know. So if everybody's sitting up here right now going, I don't know, then you've done the paragraph well. You've done the essential thing. Because you know what the truth is? The truth is, all of you all know exactly what I just said. You just don't want to accept it. You know what it means when somebody tells you that you've been trying to keep power to yourself so it looks like you've lost it. You still have the power, but you put so much between you and it that it looks like you're not aware of it. Yeah. You don't know where it is. You don't know what it is. And the semblance of power we keep trying to prove that we have is so pitiful that it never pays off and it fails us. And you understand, when the Course says fails us, it's not talking about how we mean fails us. Like, when the Course says something fails you, it means that it's something that works sometime. The Course teaches that anything that works sometime is something that's failed you. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it looks like it works sometimes doesn't mean that it's truly successful. It's truly successful if it never fails. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go across the bridge and you're driving, you want it to be a successfully built bridge. You wouldn't go across the bridge if you didn't know on a Thursday whether it would stand up under the weight of your car. You wouldn't go. So a successful bridge would be a bridge you felt was so strong that whenever you went over it, you'd be safe. So the Course is telling us all the time, we have to, as spiritual beings having a human experience, as spiritual beings having a human experience, not human beings having a spiritual experience. You're no longer human beings having a spiritual experience. That's the lower level of awakening, which is valid. You now must see yourself as spiritual beings having a human experience. And as spiritual beings having a human experience, the only thing that stands between us and our spiritual power is the stuff that we learn that's false and our attempts to always undo the truth, doubt the truth, don't want to use the truth, fight with the truth. Who don't understand what I just said? You do understand what I just said. And no matter how many ways you look at it, I'm going to tell you the same answer. Watch this. Yeah. Your question?
As you were speaking, I was listening, trying not to have the questions until you finished speaking, and then I lost the question.
Well, actually, you were successful. You didn't want to have the question, and you forgot about it.
Right.
Well, it'll come back. Okay. If it's real, it'll come back.
Right. Well, but basically, I was speaking, I was a spiritual being. I am a spiritual being.
You are a spiritual being.
And so, as a spiritual being, I'm doing this human. So all of this stuff I'm learning is as my human experience. My spiritual being already knows the truth and is already aligned with the truth all the time.
And that's why your spiritual being is telling you that the essential thing is to learn that you don't know. Exactly. It's our spiritual being that is learning this, and it's our spiritual being that is teaching this. And we are reminding ourselves of what we already know, but we've forgotten because of the things we've been taught ever since we were born.
Right. Okay. And it's there that is the human piece that I'm working with. Okay. I'm in this.
That's right.
And I'm letting this go, but I'm in this.
Yeah. But the only thing that you're letting go of is the learning of the false and the attempts to undo the truth.
Okay, so hold to the truth.
Yeah, the only thing you're learning is to undo what's not true. That's what you're letting go of. You're letting go of the false. And when we let go of what's false, he says, then we've gotten rid of that which is between us and our power. And all of a sudden, we'll know our power, and we'll be able to use our power. And our power is the power of love. And the power of love is the strongest power there is. And when the power of love comes through you, it heals every single thing in your life.
Wow. Woo! Woo-hoo, you're not kidding.
Okay? All right? Now, I'll try to go through the next paragraph.
Okay?
Okay?
Don't rush.
I'm not. I've heard that quite a few times in my life. Don't rush.
Take your time.
Thank you so much. Atonement teaches you how to escape forever from everything that you have taught yourself in the past. So your healing is teaching you, the truth is teaching you how to escape forever from everything you taught yourself in the past. So everything I believe about myself is something that I taught myself in the past. Everything I believe about myself is something I taught myself from the past. Everything I believe about myself, the way that I feel right now, the way I'm behaving right now, the way I'm expressing myself right now, is coming from my past experiences. It's coming from the way I taught myself in the past. It's coming from what I went through in the past. So the Course is teaching you how to forever escape from everything that you taught yourself in the past that blocks your joy. Okay? That's what the atonement is. Like it's like atonement isn't doing penance. Atonement is you being freed from every single thing that you taught yourself that keeps you from being happy.
Wow. I want that.
How does it do it? So how would a person escape from all this stuff from the past that they believe about themselves? It's simple. The way I help you get past everything you believe about yourself from the past is to show you who you are right now. So the way you let go of all your past is not through analyzing it. going back to all the stuff you went through in the past so you can finally have peace today. No. The way it's really done is I keep showing you how beautiful and how powerful you are right now. If that's how you let go of what you think you are based on what you've gone through in the past. I need to keep reminding you, you're not that anymore. You're not that anymore. You're not that anymore. I don't think I'm enough. Nobody can ever. You're not that anymore. Nobody can ever preach it. You're not that anymore. In the past, I never had you. Right now, you can. Right now, I never was a sucker. Right now, you can. But man, they keep me right, so therefore I'm screwed up. Right now, you're cool. Right, and I'm going to show you who you are right now. I'm going to keep reminding you of who you are right now. I'm going to keep reminding you, but what about, I'm going to remind you that you are love right now. But what about what I did when I was in the seventh grade? I'm reminding you that you're not in the seventh grade right now. I'm going to remind you of who you are right now. What about last marriage? You're not in your last marriage right now. But that date I had last week was hard, but you're not on that date right now. That was a wonderful experience I had last week. You're not right there right now, so you need to be in the now just as much in terms of the good stuff as in terms of the stuff you don't like. Forget the good old days. The only thing that was real about the good old days is that they felt good. You can feel good now. That's the only part of the good old days you can bring with you is how good you feel about it right now. But you have to let go of the form that makes you feel good because that ain't happening. You know, it's not prom night and I'm with Darlene. But I sure can't remember how much I enjoyed it. And I can have that pleasure right now. So you remember the loving thoughts. The loving thoughts are real. That's why you can still feel good about it today.
Yeah. Wow.
Because it's real.
Thank you.
So, we got to show. So, how do we help each other escape from what we believe about ourselves from the past? Show each other what we are right now. Show each other what we are right now. Show each other who we are right now. That's why people like to move to new places, because they erase their personal history. And so however they show up, that's the way people think they are. But you know how hard it is to change around somebody who thinks about your past all the time? So that would mean someone who didn't love you would be always somebody who's reminding you of something about you from the past that's not loving. They're just reminding you of your mistakes all the time, what you didn't do right all the time. That's a person that's trying to make themselves feel special by being better than you.
Wow.
Because they have put so much between them and the power of love, they don't even know what love is anymore. So they're trying to make themselves feel good by putting you down. Because they learned that in their past. Wow. So, let's take another sentence, yeah? How do you get past what you've been taught you are from the past?
Remembering what you are now.
Thank you.
I'm working on that.
No. It's like until I... See, the thing about the truth is it has nothing to do with your understanding of it. It's all about your remembering it. What do I need to remember? I need to remember that the reason why I'm not aware of my power right now is because of the false things I learned in the past and my attempts to undo the truth right now. And that God is going to free me from all my past beliefs about myself that caused me pain by showing me who I am as a spiritual being right now. That's why I said I just need to remember that. It has nothing to do with analyzing it. I just need to remember that. Okay? Then it says learning, this is interesting, learning has been accomplished before its effects are manifest. Learning has been accomplished. So first you learn it, then you see it. First you learn it, then you see it. First you learn it, then you see it. Learning comes before the manifestation. Learning comes before. So what's happening is people always want to see the manifestation of love and power and truth and abundance before they learn the correct perception of love and power and truth and abundance. So they walk around disappointed because they're looking for the effects without the learning. Now, what is the learning? The learning is the remembering. As you accept it, it is learned. You have power that you've been hiding from yourself. You accept that, you've learned that. One and one is two. You accept that, you've learned that. I'm Earl Purdy. You accept that, you've learned that. Learning is accepting. It's not analyzing. Now, so that means learning is in the past. So the learning you have gotten in the past, its influence determines your present. The influence of what you learned in the past is determining what you're going through right now. The influence of what you've learned in the past is determining what you're going through and experiencing in the present. How is that true? Because the learning that you got in the past is determining and giving this present moment whatever meaning it has for you. This class only has as much meaning to you as you give it. And you give it that meaning based on what you've learned in your past. So it's always your past that's determining how you are perceiving your present. So the problem with your life right now has nothing to do with the circumstances that seem to be happening in your life right now. It has to do with the learning that you have that is influencing the way you are seeing right now.
That's very heavy. Wow.
You are calling me Earl Purdy because you learned to call me Earl Purdy in your past. And because of what you believe I am is determining how you are experiencing me right now. And that's true of everything in your life.
Wow.
So the problem isn't the person, situation, or circumstance. The problem is your learning. Change your financial situation, change your learning. Change your relationship situation, change your learning. Change your friendship, change your learning. Yeah.
Is learning a coarse word for perception?
Exactly. Perception is learning because everything that you have learned is what you're perceiving and how you're perceiving everything. Agreed?
Yeah.
So that means that your learning is your perception, and your perception is your learning. Your learning is your perception, and your perception is your learning. Your learning is your perception, and your perception is your learning.
And I know nothing.
And the essential thing is to recognize you do not know, because knowledge is certain, and perception is not. Because the way we perceive changes from moment to moment, day to day, situation to situation. So knowledge is stable, perception is not. And so since perception isn't stable, learning isn't stable, so our experience doesn't seem to be stable. So therefore, you can see me one way, 5 minutes from now you can see me another way, because your perception of me can change from moment to moment, which means your interpretation of me changes from moment to moment. And your interpretation of me comes from your learning about me. So this present moment is giving you the feelings and experiences giving you because of what you've learned in the past.
Wow.
And that's true of everything in your life. Okay, you with me still, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, so that means your learning, then you turn around and say, well, let me tell you something. Your learning gives the present no meaning at all.
No,
you can't hear that. Yeah, he says right there. Your learning gives the present no meaning. Now, when I say stuff like your learning gives no meaning to the present at all, the opposite part of your mind is going to say, my learning does give the present meaning. If I say the essential thing is saying you don't know, then it becomes part of your mind that goes, yes, I do. I do know. I am infinite intelligence of God. You know, you'll say some spiritual affirmation to yourself or something like that, you know. But you know you don't know everything. And that is, so that is not a mystical concept. You don't know. Yes, I do. I do know. I have infinite intelligence. What color is my undershirt? You can't tell me. You don't know. So stop pretending that you know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't, you can guess. Everybody, can we all guess? Yeah. So you are certain of what color it is because you know.
That's right.
Yeah, and it might only be black
right here. That's right. But hear what I'm saying. Yeah. You're certain that you're seeing black because you know. Certainty comes from knowing.
No.
Certainty comes from knowing. So if we walk around in doubt all the time, it's because we're uncertain all the time. And we're uncertain all the time because we have constantly changing interpretations of everything that's happening to us.
Yes.
And so that creates what we call moods. Moods come from constantly changing interpretations of who we are and what's going on. So if you're a moody person, you have no stable interpretation of reality. And it's cool to have moods, and I'm not putting moods down. I'm just telling you where moods come from. You keep changing your perception of who you are, you start to have a lot of moods about yourself. I interpreted this morning was great. I'm interpreting this afternoon sucks. See, moods. So to interpreting that it's messed up, I'm in one mood. Interpreting that this is a cool day, I'm in another mood. So moods come from constantly changing interpretations based on what we learned in the past, which the Course says is false. That's why we don't know the love and the power. We ask for answers, we get the answers, but the answers are not answers we thought of. So the Course says, if the answer isn't an answer we thought of, it doesn't have any meaning and relevance to it. Because what we're doing is looking for our interpretation of reality. So unless I say what you already believe to be true, it's hard to get turned on by it. Because people are looking to hear what they already believe so they can be right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I want to be right. So I'm listening. I've interpreted that my problem is one thing. You're telling me that the problem is another thing. Well, then, I don't want to be wrong. But the Course says, no, the question is, do you want to be happy? That's the question. Not do you want to be right. Do you want to be happy? Yes. Well, being wrong about everything that you're miserable about. You don't want to be right when you're wrong. He said, the Course says, we get up in the morning with the goal of being right when we're wrong all day. I said again. You get up in the morning with the goal of being right all day, even when you're wrong. I went, whoa! Yeah. miracle. Claim it for yourself. In order to be right and happy, you have to be practicing and living the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, at the point that you are realizing that you really don't know, but you know you have the power and the knowledge is with you, and you know that the only thing that's keeping you from having the things that make you happy is what you've learned, and you're willing to be shown who and what you are right now, and the power you have right now, and the truth you have right now, that will make you happy, and you will be right, and you will be happy. But you can't be right and happy when you're wrong. That's important.
Yes. You don't want to believe what's not true and think that doing what's not true is going to make you happy.
Because if it's not true, it won't last. If it's not true, it won't last. Because only the truth lasts. Do you know why that relationship you had in the past that wasn't really giving you total fulfillment didn't last?
It wasn't right.
What?
It wasn't right.
That's right. And the universe loves you too much to allow you to be in something that's not best for you, that's not real, even if you want to. So even if you want it and it's not real, it won't last.
Mm-hmm.
Because you deserve more than what you're giving to yourself.
All right. Yeah.
And
take that.
So we need to be overruled, or we would keep ourselves in situations forever.
Yep.
Yeah, I need somebody to just overrule me. Yeah, because if a person is afraid, the person is going to cling to whoever or whatever they have and not allow themselves to open up to receive anything better because they're too busy defending the little that they are afraid of losing. So they lose it so that they can finally open up again. So if you seem like you've lost something, it was really only you being open to something better again.
That's the truth.
It will set you free.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take another sentence. It is a light class, I tell you. Okay. Nothing you've ever learned can help you understand. Yeah, I love it. He says, nothing you've ever learned can help you understand the present, and nothing you've ever learned can teach you how to undo the past. Your past is what you have taught yourself. Let it all go. Your past is what you have taught yourself. So when I say my past, I'm really saying what I've taught myself. My past relationship with my girlfriend, what I taught myself about my girlfriend. My past relationship on that job, what I taught myself about that job. My past is always what I taught myself. He says, let it all go. Don't attempt to understand any event or anything or anyone in the light of what you taught yourself. So do me a favor. Don't evaluate me according to what you taught yourself. Would y'all do me that favor? Please don't judge me according to what you taught yourself. Please don't judge me according to what you taught yourself. Please don't hold me responsible and treat me like I am what you taught yourself that I am. Please stop judging me based on what you think you know and what you've learned. That's what he said. Let it all go. Don't evaluate. If we want to get past our blocks now, we've got to stop using the interpretations we learned in the past to evaluate each other right now. It can't be something you're going to do a month from now. We got to stop using these new interpretations on each other right now if we want to be free of them.
Wow.
He says, because we're looking at each other in darkness, and so it's only going to obscure what we see. So put no confidence at all in darkness. Is he talking about me? Anyway, put no... Hey! Put no confidence at all in darkness to illuminate your understanding. Y'all better put some faith in darkness to illuminate y'all's understanding. I heard the first thing that goes is the sense of humor.
Second.
Oh, it's the second time. What's the first thing, buddy? We'll talk about that after class. I got a special for that. It's called Get Back Up Where You Belong. Okay, I tell you, the only way you'll ever be surrounded by people who love you for yourself is to be yourself. If you're ever not yourself, you're going to surround yourself with people who love you as long as you're not yourself. So when you change the way you behave so that somebody will like you, you are setting it up where you have to always be somebody else in order for that person to enjoy you. And you need to ask yourself, is any relationship worth a price like that? Some people come and they hear me and they laugh and it's cool to them. Some people come and they're appalled. But if I was anything other than myself, then the person who is appalled might come back. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Because if they're appalled, they're going to go, well, I'm not coming back. But then that's a person who can't appreciate me for myself, who's not coming around me anymore, which can't be sadness for me.
Yeah.
It's amazing how people who give you a hard time think you are missing something by them not being around. It's an amazing thing I've ever seen. You know how many times when you were coming out of an unloving place that people were glad for you to leave?
Uh-huh.
They weren't sad. They weren't going like, oh, let's go call her back. No, it's more like, I'm so glad they gone.
Uh-huh.
So now we can have some fun.
Uh-huh.
You've never hurt anybody but yourself when you attack. You only separate yourself from the joy. Now, you may end up being around a lot of people, but there'll be people like that person who is hard to get along with, and then they'll be surrounded by people who are hard for them to get along with, and they'll be going, where are these people that are hard to get along with coming from in my life?
Yeah.
But they're judging you.
Yeah.
Anger is what? It's the weapon.
It's the weapon.
That's right. It's like I'm using my anger to keep my peace away from me. I'm using my anger to keep my peace away from me. I'm using my grievance to keep my peace away from me. I'm using my grievance to keep my peace away from me. Me. He says, darkness cannot be seen. This is like one of those obvious truths. Because it's nothing more than a condition in which seeing becomes impossible. Okay. Little experiment.
Okay. Darkness.
This is when we do the orgy.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Now, darkness is the condition in which what
seeing
you can see is impossible.
Mm.
So this is the way the Course says we are seeing each other, but we don't know it.
Wow.
Okay, now since none of us can see each other, right, what do we do? We make up images in the dark. Because it's in the dark, when your eyes are closed, that you have dreams. So a dream is nothing but a perception you are making up in the dark in a condition in which you can't see. So what you're doing is you're making up meanings because you can't see. Everybody got it? That's what's happening. So when you see me and I walk into a room and you start trying to tell yourself who I am and what I am and what it is about me or anybody, that's just like you being in the dark, not being able to see me right now, making up what you think I look like. And then you deal with me as if I'm the way you made me up to be in the dark. So if you made it up in the dark that I look like Frankenstein, even though I'm very handsome, then when I come over and touch you, you'll scream because you think I look like Frankenstein because you made up the way that I look in the dark. And then you're dealing with me as if your interpretation is correct. And that's what the Course says we're doing with our eyes wide open.
All the time. Wow.
Now, when the light came on, it totally dispelled the darkness. We didn't have to process the darkness out of the way. We didn't have to analyze the darkness out of the way. We didn't have to discuss the darkness out of the way. When I turned the light on, the darkness left. So as soon as you are aware of the truth, the fear vanishes.
Wow. Isn't that lovely? Wow.
You didn't have to do an affirmation to see my sweater. The once you saw the light was on, you could just see my sweater. And you knew where I was, and you know what I look like. So fear is always an indication that you don't know. And you're making up images in your own mind. And that's why you feel bad. And the Course is saying, I will turn on the light.
Why do you turn the light on? Well, there's 365 lessons. You do one every day for a year, and it will change your perception and turn on the light. How do I turn the light on?
Isn't there an easy way? Isn't there a fact? Yes, you could just accept the truth right now.
Yeah.
And live it.
The light already.
Well, I got a deal for you. It's possible to have the light turned on for you. But he says that entails a willingness that we haven't developed this yet because of our need to be in control.
Right. Yeah.
But the light has always been on. It's more like this. It's like the light is on and we're doing this.
Right.
So the light never went off. The love never went off. I just have my hands over my eyes, right? So I'm interfering with being able to see. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the only thing that's keeping me unaware is what I put between me and you. And that's what my hand is, and that's what your thoughts are.
Lights on, nobody's home. Yeah.
Nobody's home in my perception because I have my hands over my eyes, so my awareness is narrow to myself, and I'm not aware of anyone else, and that's why the nightmares come, because I think I'm alone. But if I was scared and I thought I was alone and I was terrified and all of a sudden you took my hands down because my eyes can already have the ability to see. I just got them covered up. So I take my hands down and then I can see instantly. So I get instant recognition that I'm not alone and then I go, whew. I didn't have to process, didn't have to analyze, didn't call for no discussion. It just called for me taking my hands down from my own friggin' eyes. Or having somebody or something around me that loved me so much they grabbed my hand and took it down from my eye, which is what the Course calls the Holy Spirit, that part of us that removes the block for us.
the promised land.
All right.
I am going to say one more time before we do the love offering, and then I'm going to do a quick little review so we can go back out into the dream with high self-esteem, living like we're ready for the happy dream.
Kind of be mean.
Ain't bad. Oh, your past is what you taught yourself. Let it all go. Your past is what you taught yourself. Let it all go. So when it talks about the past, it's talking about the fear. When it says, it's talking about let it all go. It's not talking about let all the love go, let all the truth go. It's talking about let all of the darkness go, the ignorance go, the past go, the fear go. Let the old false learning go. That's what it's saying. Let the old false learning go. Let the old. What is the false learning? Everything I've taught myself that doesn't bring me peace. Now we make it so easy, it's kind of ridiculous. Okay, but I'm going to do it because I love you. Okay. It cannot be hard to let go what's already gone.
Yeah.
I'll repeat it one more time while you're struggling with how to let the past go.
I'm struggling to let December 12th go. I'm struggling. I'm studying, man. I took a workshop today on how to let December 12th go. I'm working on letting December 12th go. How hard can it be to let December 12th go on December 13th? December 12th is already gone. Whatever you're making yourself unhappy about is already gone. You wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Right.
Damn. And I'll complete on that note right there. Thank you very much. That's a perfect place to stop. That was perfect timing. We got it just right. I was wondering if you would go comfortable right at that very moment. That was so good. That was so good. Wasn't that good? Show me how much y'all love my class tonight. If y'all like my class tonight, was that all right? Thank you. Stop. Okay. Love offering. If you share by check, it's always best to make it out to Unity Temple. And I appreciate that. It works out the same for me financially, but it makes it much easier on the accounting side of things. So, and it's tax deductible, don't it?
Yeah, income tax.
Yeah, so thank you for sharing. I really appreciate that. I do the course full time in the world. That's all I do in the world is share the course. So I appreciate your generosity. Thank you so much. And if you think about it Saturday, I'd like you to take a second and just shoot out some peace to me. That's my birthday, and I'd like to have some really cool love and energy come at me on that particular continuation day. So if I cross your mind Saturday, just send me out some love.
Okay.
Here you go.
Saturday's your birthday?
Yeah.
And on Sunday, we're having a
definition of miracles and the Course in Miracles is a state of completion and abundance. So you're really saying, I am entitled to a state of completion and abundance. Can we say that? I am entitled to a state of completion and abundance. I am entitled to miracles. I am entitled to a state of completion and abundance. I am entitled to miracles. So you want to say it like that because it'll help you associate miracles with a state of completion and abundance. It also says that a miracle is nothing but a correct answer and a right perception. So the Course is basically teaching what? If we have a correct perception, it's a miracle. So you see the humor. If you have a correct perception, it's a miracle. So we're going to call this a Course in Miracles. Because it's a miracle if you see everything the way it really is. It is a miracle if we were to see everything the way it really is. Because once we get set in our past learning and the way that we see things, then we see it because perception is learning, which further convinces us that we must be right because we're seeing the reflection of the erroneous thought.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to understand that when you're first trying to open up to the new level of consciousness and love that we're trying to go to, you can't compare what you are manifesting now with what you are aspiring to manifest, because what you're seeing now is just a result of the things you learned in the past.
Yeah.
And so what you're about to see is going to be the result of what you're learning now. So you can't say just because it hasn't happened in the past, it can't happen in the future or now. Because all you're seeing when you look at your old relationships is your old learnings about relationships manifested in a relationship that you had with that person. If you're looking at your financial situation, you're just looking at your learning about prosperity and abundance and money in a physical state now as a result of what you've learned. But that doesn't mean that's the only option available to you. That's just a reflection of what you've learned. So it's essential for us to realize that we don't know. And knowledge is power, and power is of God. And the reason why we don't know our power is because we put so much between us and our power and our awareness of our power, so that we can't use it, because everything we've taught ourselves has actually hidden our power from ourselves more and more. And the only thing that stands between us and everything that we want is the learning of the false and trying to undo the true. So he says, just be willing for it to be undone. I am willing for the fear to be undone. I am willing for the fear to be undone. I am willing for the fear to be undone. I am willing for the fear to be undone. I'm glad I'm not bound to it forever. I'm glad that I'm not bound to it forever. So it might be somebody in your life you need to say, I'm glad I'm not bound to you forever. If it's something you don't love, you should be saying, I'm glad that I'm not bound to it forever. That's a good statement. That's a positive statement. I'm glad that I'm not bound to my fear or my jealousy or my insecurity forever. I'm willing for it to be undone. I'm willing for it to be undone. He says, we taught ourselves the most incredible thing. We taught ourselves how to imprison ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
He says, that's a lesson so unthinkable that only the insane in deepest sleep could even dream of it. So the truth is, I'm going to learn how to escape forever from everything I've taught myself that limits me. I am going to escape forever from everything that I have taught myself that limits me. I'm going to show you who you are right now. So your point of power is right now. The present is your point of power. The present is my 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 point of power. Now, before you go, I'm only doing this for you because you're the ones that's in front of me. Why? Because everything you do that gets your body involved impresses your mind more.
Okay.
So anything, no matter how odd or silly it may seem, it makes me remember, you will remember this more. Because if you remember this more because I'm doing this, and you would about just saying, now we're just going to remember this. You see what I'm saying? So you use your body to help you remember. You use your body to help you remember that you are entitled to states of completion and abundance. You are entitled to miracles now. That's how we undo any past idea of lack, by telling you that you're abundant now. So, you say, I want to be able to recognize what I already have. I want to be able to recognize what I already have. Y'all ready? I want to be able to recognize what I already have. I want to be able to recognize what I already have. But you already have the power. You already have the love. You already have the abundance. Now here we go. Now I'm going to put the... Well, okay. That was him.
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Happy, thank you. Happy, thank you.
Oh, that is so cool.
Thank you, darling.